नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं वीरवे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तमे श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निष्ठिति। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 11th canto चैप्टर 8 द स्टोरी ऑफ पिंगला टेक्स्ट 17 एंड 18 टेक्स्ट 17 ग्राम्यगीतम् मा शृणुयात् यपि वनचरः कोचित् शिक्षेत हरिणात् बद्धा मृगले गीतमहितात्। ग्राम्यगीतम् शृणुयात् यतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद् बुद्धान् मृगयोर्गीतमोहितान्। ग्राम्यगीतम् शृणुयात् यतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद् बद्धान् मृगयोर्गीतमोहितात्। ग्राम्यगीतम् शृणुयात् यतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद् बद्धान् मृगयोर्गीतमोहितात्। ग्राम्यगीतम् शृणुयात् यतिर्वनः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद्बद्धान् मृगयोर्गीतमोहितात्। ग्राम्यगीतम् शृणुयात् यतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद्बद्धान् जतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद् बद्धान् मृगयोः Warning, grammar, relating to sense gratification. Gitam, sounds. Na, not. Shunayat, he should hear. Yatihi, a saintly mendicant. Bana, in the forest. Charaha, moving. Kochit, ever. Shikheta, one should learn. Harinat, from the deer. Baddhat, bound up. Murgayoho, of the hunter. Gita, by the song. Mahita, builder. Translation and purpose by Divine Grace. A. Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. A saintly person dwelling in the forest, in the renounced order of life, should never listen to songs or music promoting material enjoyment. Rather, a saintly person should carefully study the example of the deer, who is bewildered by the sweet music of the hunter's horn, and is thus captured and killed. Purport. If one becomes attached to the sense gratification of materialistic music and songs, one will develop all the features of material entanglement. One should hear Bhagavad Gita or the song sung by the Supreme Lord. Okay. Text 18. Nitya Vavitra Gitani Yusam Granayani Sitam Asam Kudamakoha Vaishya Vishwasinda Mrujeshutaha. Nitya dancing, Vavitra musical performance, Gitani songs, Yusam cultivating, Gramyani, related to sense gratification, Yushitam of owning, Asam of doing, Kiradamakaha, a plaything, Vasayaha, fully controlled, Rishyasingaha, he says Rishyasingha, Mrigi Sutaha, son of Mrigi. Translation, becoming attracted to the wild singing, dancing, and musical entertainment of beautiful women. Even the great sage Rishyasinga, the son of Mugi, fell totally under their control, just like a pet animal. Purport. Rishyasinga, the young son of the sage Mugi, was intentionally brought up by his father in an atmosphere of complete innocence. Mrigi Rishi thought that if his son were never exposed to the sight of women, he would always remain a perfect brahmachari. But by chance, the inhabitants of the neighboring kingdom, who were suffering from a long-term drought, received divine advice that rain would return to their kingdom only after the Brahmana named Rishyasinga stepped foot in it. Therefore, they sent beautiful women to the hermitage of Mrigi to entice Rishyasinga and bring him back to the, with them. Since Rishyasinga had never even heard about women, he easily fell for their trap. The name Rishyasinga indicates that the young sage was born with a deer-like horn growing out of his forehead. If like the deer, a rishi becomes attracted to sweet musical sounds that is promising sense gratification, then like the deer, he is quickly vanquished. A thoughtful person should humbly take instruction from the deer, who is doomed by attraction to musical sense gratification. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanati Nirandhasya Jnanandana Savataya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhye Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamaham Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Shri Gurubhum Sejuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagam Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadabhutam Parijane Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagami Lalita Shri Vishakhanupamsya Narayam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shilate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharana Nirvishesaha Sunnivadi Pashyatya Desha Karana Mama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prayana Upadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Gaurati Sinamaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tatta Kanchani Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhani Sute Devi Pramani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Siddhasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Lord Krishna This conversation between Lord Sri Krishna and Uddhava. Lord Krishna told Uddhava, how the Avadhuta Brahmana explained to Maharaj Yadu the instructions he had received from nine of his gurus, beginning with the python. So we have already heard about these discussions, and today we have just hearing that is what this Maharaj Yadu learned from a deer. He is the eighth guru. There is mentioned that there are nine personalities. He learned from everyone something. So, in the eighth place, there is the instruction from the deer. Is that just he becomes confused upon hearing the sound of the hunter's flute and loses his life, so also does any person who becomes attracted to mundane music and song uselessly waste his life. So specifically here is a told a person who is a renouncer Banacha Jatir Bana Charha Kochi, a person who is a renounced order. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Raya, Sarva Teji Jibera Kahavas, after accepting the renounced order of life, who has seen a living entity, go. Then Ramananda Raya told, Si Vrindavana Dham Jaha Nitya Lararas, You get a sannyasi after he should go to, after taking sannyasi, go to Vrindavan. The forest of Vrindavan, where there is the Rasabala pastimes of Krishna is going on eternally. That's why you see also, after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running towards Vrindavan. After from Katwa, took sannyas from Kasabharata, then he was just running. He was thinking, I am going to Vrindavan. But somehow other Nityananda Prabhu just misguided him and took him to Santipur. So, that's why, but he's telling that, hearing the translation, is telling that Bonacha, who is after times a renounced or a person dwelling in the forest, but even if someone taking renounce and go to Vrindavan, nowadays there is no forest. So nowadays even someone takes sannyas, then he is just moving in cities and towns. So, but the restriction is that the sannyasi should not hear mundane sounds. But actually in this Kali Yuga there is five things he prohibited, and one of them is sannyas. That is in Brahmavati Purana, he told that अश्वमेधम गवालंभम संन्यासम परापौत्रिकम देवरणा सुतोत्पत्ति कलौ पंच विवर्जय इज कई फाइव थिंग्स रेस्ट्रिक्टेड वन ऑफ देम इज संन्यास सो हाउ डू पीपल आर टेकिंग संन्यास इन दिस एज वी सी आल्सो इवन द फोर वैष्णव आचार्य जैसे रामानुज आचार्य माधवाचार्य निंबार्क स्वामी एंड देयर इज अ निंबार्क एंड विष्णु स्वामी They are all sannyasis. Vaishnava Acharya, they took sannyas. Even the Mayavadi Acharya is a Shankaracharya, he also took sannyas. But actually this Mayavadi sannyas is prohibited. Karma sannyas and jnana sannyas is prohibited. To taking sannyas and to do some welfare activities for the society. Achieve the sadhu jivukti to take sannyas, this is not recommended. But sannyas for bhakti, that is, we are taking prajanda sannyas, that is, taking the bhav, that we fully surrender to Krishna, we engage our life for the service of Krishna, kaya, mano, bhakti. Body, mind, and words, we fully surrender to Krishna. So, that is, the real sannyasi. According to Bhagavad Gita is that anāsita karma phalam kārya karma karotija sa yogi cha sannyāsi nāni agni nachātriya. That is the first verse of 6th chapter. So Krishna is telling he is a real sannyāsi who dedicated his life fully in service of Krishna without aspiring for any gain or any result from that. He is fully surrendered to Krishna. Such a person is a sannyasi, whether in any ashram. But actual sannyasi, he surrendered everything for Krishna's service. He dedicated his whole life by his body, mind and soul, everything he surrendered to Krishna. That is a sannyasi. That's why to give you a commentary to this verse, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Prakruta Dana Madhuriya Shaktir Anartha Heturiti Harina Sikhitam Aha Gramya Gitamiti. So Prakruta Dana, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told to Raghunath Das Goswami, Gramya Varta Na Kahibe, Gramya Varta Na Sunibe. Once we have talked about anything, any mundane topics, there is Gramya Varta. Gramya Gita Nasuni, Gramya Varta Nakahibe, Gramya Varta Nasuni. Gramya Varta means that is about the topics that is connected with for the sense gratification. Or there are so many musical sounds that is just agitated our senses for sense enjoyment. But in Vrindavan there is also spiritual sense. Rupa Vakundari was the purport that one should hear Bhagavad Gita or the song sung by the Supreme Lord. So, but in Vrindavan also, when you go to, sometimes you go to Vrindavan, you will hear there also so many tapes, so many sounds. But at least your Krishna Balaram Mandir, where 24 hour kirtan is going on. One can sit down there and hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is, hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra or hearing Bhagavatam, there is no difference. Even the Karo Dosa Niharaja Nastihi Eka Mahan Gunam Kirtana Dada Krishna Sya Mukta Sanga Parangade. Even the Bhagavatam is recommending. In the Sahaja Kali, there is ocean of thoughts, so many bad qualities, but there is one good quality, that is the Kirtana Dada Krishna Sya. By chanting the holy name of the Lord and hearing and chanting the holy name of Lord, one can come to a transcendental platform. So that is recommended. Brahmi they one should not hear the film song or some other that is mundane songs. Even the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is chanted by, or the Bhagavatam is chanted by professional peoples. This is also not recommended for hearing. That is a Hari Bhakti Vilas Sanatana Goswami is quoting that Avaishtamba Mukhad Girna Puta Hari Kathamritam Sabanam Naiva Kartabhyam Sarpa Uchishta Jathapaya. Just like a mink is nectarian, but it's like nectar. But who is serpent, just touch the mink, he drink little, then he goes away and he becomes poison. Similarly, even Bhagavatam or Hare Krishna Mantra is recited by a professional person who is not, a devotee. So, then if you hear this sound, this looks like a transcendental sound, but it actually this make a bad effect on our consciousness. That's why this is also not recommended. Mundane sound, even if chanting, Hare Krishna Mantra chanting people, there are so many professional reciters, the chanting. He has no effect in our spiritual life. It is said that when Madhavendra Puri was just departing this world, and he asked Ishwara Puri to chant, do some kirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Though he was always chanting a famous verse, Ayi dino dayarva natha he mathura natha kadavar kese hidayam paloka kataram daita bhamyati kim karamiham. He was feeling so much separation from his Gopal, from Krishna. So he was chanting this verse day and night, always. Yes, still he asked Ishwara Puri to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, do some kirtan. So Ishwara Puri was chanting alone, but he thought, I will bring some other kirtan, he has to chant kirtan. So when his professional people came, they do very nice music and chanting nicely. But immediately Madhavendra Puri told, stop it. If you now devotee for chanting to chant Hare Krishna, then just call the innocent child, innocent children, they are like 2-3 years or four, even 5 years, 5 years. So they can sit and clap hand and chant. So one should not hear from the materialistic people also. You hear even if they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but if this is not a they are not following the regulatory principles. They are sahajiyas, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned about 13 different types of sahajiyas. Aula, Baula, Karta, Vaja, Sakhi, Bhakti, Goranga, Nagari, so many of them. So you should not hear from them. It translates, we have to hear from devotees. That is, we have to hear from the Tena Bhagavad Gita Suniyadeva. There is a Vishnu Chakur Thakur is telling you to hear Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada is telling you that Bhagavad Gita. You have to hear Bhagavad Gita. And it is, you have to hear from a person Bhagavat. Bhagavata Padhagya Bhagavata Sthana. That is the Secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swamidana Dargasani recommends. You have to hear Bhagavatam from a person Bhagavat. Simply, and similarly, you have to restrict the guide ourselves, not hearing from the mundane peoples, and we have to hear from the devotees. What is mentioned that a sentient person should carefully study the example of the deer, who is bewildered by the sweet music of the hunter's horn and is thus captured and killed. Even nowadays we see so many musical kathas, musical professionally. Even the Krishna kathas, Bhagavatam is also, many professional people sir, reciting Bhagavatam. Even nowadays in India we see the Mayavadi is also doing. They have nothing to do with Bhagavat. But still they also do Bhagavat Katha for their popularity or some other reasons to collect money. So this is not recommended. We have to hear Bhagavat Katha from a Bhakti Bhagavat. Even we hear the songs from a person who is following regulative principles. Otherwise you will know effect in our spiritual consciousness. There are so many people, they present themselves as a great devotee, but actually they are not. Like in our Krishna Balaram Mandir temple when Dhananjaya Prabhu was that time the president, he was speaking, and he was telling me one time, one class, that one time one person came out only very recently, he was dressing with a satin cloth and his tila, kanti, everything. When he came to temple, then he started, he paid obeisance to Prabhupada, then come in front of Gaudita, he paid his obeisances, then started in a bhava form, he was in trembling, tears flowing his eyes, still in Amar Gaur, Amar Gaur, my Gauranga, Amar Gaur, Amar Nitai, 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 he led me, he fell down again and again, he was rolling on the ground. When he came to Krishna Balaram, then again he started dancing, Krishna, Krishna, he became mad. He was all stuck, fell down. Again and again. Then come to Radhasyam, then take to go, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Totally. He was crying and rolling on the ground. He was rolling from Radhasyam to Govinda, from Govinda to Radhasyam. Just on the rolling on the floor. So many devotees, they come in, or so many people, they come for darshan. They had the great disturbance. So, Dhananjaya Prabhu, what to do, they do not understand. So, they are thinking he is Mahabhagavat Vastu. So, they went to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada house asked, Prabhupada was there, what to do? Prabhupada told, ask the Chodhila to kick him. He would give a big kick. Then see what is his reaction. And after getting the kick, he still is chanting Amar Gaur, Amar. Then he is a saintly person, bring him to me, we beg him for me, and then we treat him nicely. If he become angry, then beat him, tell Chandra just beat him again and kick him out from temple. So following Prabhupada instruction, then when Dhananjaya Prabhu told Chandra to kick him, and Chandra will just two, three times kick him, then he become angry, he just red eyes, and I finish everything, I'll curse you, I'll destroy everything. So Prabhupada, I couldn't understand it. If someone is chanting, then his qualities, Tumanda Pisunichana, Tororupi Sahishuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadhaya, that is the quality, it is the quality of a person, or a qualification of a person who could chant Hare Krishna, Mahamantra 24 hours, day and night. So that is, so I have to hear from a devotee. Who is chanting the mantra or chanting any song, this Vaishnava songs also, very nice songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur gave so many songs. So even these songs or Hare Krishna mantra, we have to hear from the mouth of a devotee. When devotee is chanting, then we will get some benefit. Otherwise, if the professional result of chanting, then there is no effect. So, that's why you have to learn with a deer by wielded by the sweet music of the hunters, because hunter is not a, he is a materialistic person and his motive is to catch the deer. So in this way, by hearing the song from the hunter's flute or horn, and thus captured and killed. Similarly, if a devotee, he thinks, oh, this sound is, his Hare Krishna mantra is going on, so as would see, this may be very nice music and everything. But in these people's, sometimes they do kirtan also taking money. In Bengal. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to speak a story. There's a competition in a village. There are two groups of people. They have competition. Which group will do nice, the better kirtan? So they are renting with a professional kirtaniers. So one group can chant, if how long they will chant. One group will chant 8 hours, the other group must chant 12 hours. It's competition, they must get prize, some prize. So when there was going in kirtan, the one group, he just, what they are doing, how they are doing long time, by drinking, and they smoke ganja, and then they get some words, they were in a stage of, when they become intoxicant or intoxicated, then they start. Then it will be a long, long time. So in one party was finished kirtan earlier, then the person who called them chastised them. Why you finish so quickly? He told, because you gave only 50 paisa or 1 rupee for purchasing ganja. So how long this intoxication will discharge it and go continue? So it will stop earlier, the natural. So this type of kirtan has no effect. So much chanting, even mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, even songs. But for earning money or for their own self gratification, they have no effect. But when a pure devotee chants, there is a difference. When Prabhupada is chanting, you are hearing chanting the Prabhupada Hare Krishna chanting. So this sound vibration has an effect. If you hear, but Sri Prabhupada also told in translation to this Hare Krishna mantra, chanting must be heard from the lips of a pure devotee. Then it has effect on our consciousness. So that's why we should not hear, just like Mahaprabhu said, Kalimu, Gramya Varta Nakahibe, Gramya Varta Nasunibe, Amani Manada Haya Krishnanamalabe, Braje Radha Krishna Sada, Manase Karibe. One should not chant, no, we should talk about Gramya Katha, about Prajalpa, no, hearing in Mandir Sang. So, this is the recommendation given in the first verse. Then second verse is telling, then one must learn, there is an example. Example is given of Rishi Sringa Muni, how he was fall down from his position. He was in a sthik brahmachari. He was son of sage Murgi, and his father Murgi was thinking that my son must remain a nostic brahmachari whole her life. So if he sees the opposite sex, a woman, then he will get agitated. Maybe the natural lusty desire may be awake. So he was keeping, he met a small cottage in the middle of the forest. Then he keeping from the very childhood, from his very birth, he is keeping the child there. So he could not see any woman in his life. So by whom gradually Rishi Singha, he became young. But still one time his father went outside somewhere. He told his Rishi Singha that any guest will come to our ashram, you must behave him nicely. You must give some water for drinking, give some fruits and roots, whatever in our ashram. So he told, okay. So one time his father was not in his cottage, in his ashram. So in the meantime, there was another neighboring state, Anga. The king of that state was Rupapada. Rupapada was a friend of Dasarath. So for 12 years there was no rain. So people are so much suffering. Even the drinking water is not available. So they are suffering, so they're thinking what to do. And they ask the priests, the sages. Then the sages suggested that if a nastic brahmachari like Rishi Singha is come to your enter to your state, then immediately the rain will come. So Rishi Singha, how can bring Rishi Singha to his state? So he was staying in a in middle of forest in a small cottage, and his father was very angry. Says if he heard that someone is trying to misguide his son, then immediately curse him, destroy everything. So that's why everyone is thinking, but knowing that in the particular time that is now his father is not, the situation is alone in the ashram. So the king called some prostitutes and sent them to go and just bring this issue to my income, somehow or other, just attract him and bring him to my state. So this many prostitutes were dressed nicely and singing very nicely. Then come to the ashram, and when they saw that the Rishasinga did not know what is woman, what is male, he never seen a woman. So he just give them seat, nice seat for sit down, and they give some water and give some fruit roots, whatever he has, that is his father's instruction. But these prostitutes, they are very intelligent, they know how to bring him. They told, okay, when we in our state, when we welcome a guest, we not just go away, say any embracing. So the women started, prostitutes started embracing him. Right? They told, we don't eat this fruit and roots. They are very luxurious food. Right? Just nice sweets, cakes, so many things they gave to. It's just in the authority. So naturally, when you embrace the women and eat this luxurious food, oh, he naturally, body get agitated, right? Senses get agitated. So he became a doll in the hand of the prostitute. Just the prostitutes coming, but he was just walking behind them. In this way, he came to the kingdom of Romapada. So that is a dancing by if you someone see the dancing of a mundane god like the heavenly dirigents, sometimes Indra sent them to also deliver messages. Like you see Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was such a great yogi. He gave up his kingdom, everything, he renounced everything, but hearing simply the sound of the Menaka, that is the antebellum sound of the Menaka, she was dancing in front of her. Says Vishwamitra, he was in meditation, but his meditation broke. His senses agitated, and he again invited with Menaka. So the daughter came, Sakuntala, appeared, born as a child. So that's why it is telling that once in that, she, attracted to wild singing and dancing, musical entertainment of beautiful women. Even the great sage, Rishasinga, the son of Mrigi, fell totally under the control, just like a fat animal. So this is the commercial for the sannyasi, Jati, who denounced everything. He took vow to follow the sannyas order of life. Then for him it is recommended that he should not hear the wild singing, dancing and musical entertainment of a beautiful woman. This is recommendation for a sannyasi. Even Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strictly following this instruction. When he took a sannyasa ashram, he was very strictly following this instruction. So that's why even the example is given that Rishasinga, son of Pighi, though he was a rustic brahmachari from very birth, but he fell totally under their control of the prostitute, just like a pet animal, because he saw the prostitutes danced before him very nicely, they sang many songs, and they embraced him, they feed him nice food. In this way, they able to attract Rishasinga, and finally Rishasinga fell down from his position as a nesting brahmachari, then came to the kingdom of Maharaj Ramapada. So that's why the recommendation is given that sannyasi should not hear all these mundane sounds specifically. Hmm? It is aham. Okay, any question or comment? 10 minutes is there. To this verse, the Siddharsan is giving his comment that Harini Sutta Rishya Singhe Api Guru Jantabhya Ityaha Nityeti. So, this is this Abhadhuta, the Sannyasi, he learned from this from Rishya Singhe. This is the practical example that how you make a Guru Jnana with we can make accept him as our spiritual master to Rishya Singhe. Platform is practical, not a spiritual master. We should learn from practically from Rishya Singhe how he was delivered from his position because of seeing the dancing of the prostitutes and hearing nice sounds from the from them he was delivered. So a simply a person or a religious person, he should learn from this example of Rishya Singhe that one should not be attracted nice singing of a prostitute or should not observe the or see the dancing of the prostitutes or of the women who are not devotee. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment? Yes. Yeah.
So, in devotional service and in our society today, it's like almost everywhere you see the likeness of what is recommended against. So, in one sense, it's like it's kind of virtually impossible to for a sannyasi to avoid hearing what they music or whatever. Mm. So, it can be a difficult task speaking from the angle of the background that what you just discussed. But on the other hand, like in the Dharmika, Srila Prabhupada mentioned there that a devotional service is so powerful, especially in the strictness that he has given us, that even his renounced brahmacharis in the middle of New York City can carry on devotional service nicely.
Yes.
So, maybe you can, if you don't mind, discuss on the potency of this practice.
Yes. How in the practical life? These were the instructions from the Shastra. How it practice in practical life? So, okay, when you are traveling, also maybe there is a chance of hearing the mandala sound. But we are chanting our rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are not attentively hearing this mandala sound. We are hearing our chanting. We chant loudly. When we hear the mandala sound, then we chant loudly Hare Krishna mantra. And in the book distribution, we are going and also we have to deal with some Matajis, some ladies distributing books. We have to talk with her, otherwise how we have to buy book. But that is, you know, the way that our talk is also intense. We just purpose for a to distribute the book, we are just talking with her. We are there. We should not be very attached. So tell just out early to distribute a book to him or whom, as much as needed in Krishna consciousness. But if you use it for your sense gratification, talking, then you will be humiliated. So not talk much. That is necessary. Only for our day-to-day service that is needed. Otherwise, you should be careful. If somebody has a bhava to become a sannyasi, then celibate. Otherwise, you not because in the Kali Yuga, Actually, now the Bhaktivinoda Thakur is recommending that Grihe Thakur, Jane Thakur, Sada Hari Jane Thakur. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. And there is not a particular ashram is superior or that other ashram is degraded. It is not. Sthane Sthitva Sutigatam Tanadank Manavi. One may be in a particular ashram, Varna ashram, he may be in any Varna ashram, but he can practice properly this ashram and can attain perfection. But for if someone is wrong to be in a sannyasi, he has to follow Abhrayasi, so many sannyasi is pulling down because of not following the sannyasi, the particular the recognition in Shastra. Otherwise, you can practice Krishna consciousness in any Varna, any ashram, there is no restriction. Varnasana bhakti is above, pure devotional service is above, is Dalvi Varnasana, above Varna, so called Varnasana. In the Varna, any Varna, any ashram, you can chant and become happy, chant and be happy. So, but if you want to be how to devote a sannyasi, then you have to follow certain rules and regulations. Also, in Krishna Das Gadaraj Vasan says that, he cited the example of Chota Haridas, how Mahaprabhu rejected him, because he was a renunciator and he do something. And practically in this age, we cannot take direct shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can take shelter of Nityananda or Sadguru, Srila Prabhupada, even more merciful. We see the example of this Kala Krishna, he made a greater offense than Chota Haridas in South India tour, who was with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And for women and wealth, he left the association of Mahaprabhu, in night he ran away. But still Mahaprabhu protected him, bring him back to Puri. Because he was an associate of Nityananda, he was not direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chota Haridas was direct associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu rejected him. So, neither you can directly go in shelter of Mahaprabhu because Mahaprabhu's standard is 1 lakh moon. You cannot chant 64 rounds. So our standard is 16 rounds. And stay in lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is more merciful. Just like you see this one time in Mayapur and many of Prabhupada was talking about this Chota Haridas incident. And one sannyasi was hearing this, then he committed suicide. He committed suicide. Later on Prabhupada, writing in 8th Canto Purport, that I am not Mahaprabhu, nor you are Chota Haridas. We should not follow it, we cannot be so rigid in this principle. Even if someone is fall down, he must stay in association of devotee and chant, go on chanting Hare Krishna. In this way you deliver from the cycle of birth and death. In this Kali Yuga is there. So we have to follow strictly Prabhupada, we can follow other Mahaprabhu directly, or but we can follow Prabhupada. What is the instruction of Prabhupada? And follow this. You are correct when we are giving some practical example for day-to-day life. This is good. Okay, yes.
I have a question. The translation says, Vishayashvina, the son of a deer.
Son of him?
And then in the other place it says the name Vishayashvina indicates that the young sage was born with a deer like horn growing out of his forehead. I don't know if you know that.
What is actually Sudarshan is writing about Harini Sutta. He was a son of a deer. That is in Shastra, I forget the story, whole story, but actually Rishi was born from a deer.
And the father, as a deer, had the intelligence.
Yes, it's from
the heart. The boy was kept by his dear father,
mother.
No more mother. The mother kept him.
Mother was a deer.
Yeah. The mother was a deer.
Father was a fish.
His father was a regular human being.
Father was a regular human being, mother was a deer.
Oh, then, one other question. This is, I don't know if it's fully appropriate, but it's sure in line with this discussion. There were quite a few sannyasis in my effort, they didn't attend the Kirtan Mela. There was all these, I didn't read it all, but there were some comments on Dandavats that were published that they didn't feel comfortable with the move. And I don't know if you're aware of that, or maybe I should keep my mouth shut, I don't know. But it was either
you don't have a microphone, it's under the room.
Okay, I won't get that. So there was, there was a big issue. There were very leading meetings and senior sannyasi guru GDCs that participated. Mike, I don't know if you're aware that you were in my Mayapur at the time. Do you have any comments on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know this thing. Okay.
Okay.
There are no comments.
Hmm? Yes.
Is it the same Rishi Sringa married the daughter of Maharaj?
Yeah, that's right. Shanta.
Shanta,
the daughter of Maharaj Dasarath. Dasarath gave this daughter to Prabhupada.
So Rishi Sringa would marry
her? Yes, when Rishi Sringa went to Prabhupada Maharaj's palace, the prostitutes took him. Then his father came back. He became very angry. He ran in behind and he was about to curse the king. Prabhupada. But Prabhupada was very intelligent, he gave marriage the Santa to Rishi Sringa. Then he told to this Nagi Rishi when he came, he told, this king, this kingdom belongs to your son. Your son is the king of this, I am not the ruler, he is the ruler, and my daughter is my married with him. So he made the king of this kingdom. If you destroy something, it will destroy something. You are just going to destroy your son. So we can pacify it. So later on, the same Rishi Sringa Muni, he was the priest. Even Dasarath Maharaj did a putri stijagya, sacrifice for getting a son. He was the priest, Rishi Sringa. Okay. हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज में भागवतम की जाए सुन कहीं पर आप की जाए हरे कृष्ण